Councillor Ian Yule.
But clearly there needs to be a shift. The reality is, as Aberdeen gets bigger and more houses are built in Aberdeenshire as well, there'll be more and more cars. And ultimately, Aberdeen city centre can't cope with more and more cars. Even if you keep building more parking spaces, the roads are fine, they have a finite capacity. So there needs to be, we need to give people options so that, about how they travel into the city, whether that's by improved local rail network, improved local bus services. And let's not forget, people can also have the choice of walking and cycling within a certain distance of the city centre. People have that choice and we make those choices attractive. I'm sure that people will change. People at other times will still use their cars and that's fine as well. But we need to give people real choices and we need to encourage people to make that change.
Councillor Jackie Dunbar.
I think that is something that's going to have to be looked at in depth. That is a concern for a lot of folk out there. As the projects are developed, hopefully the things will slot into place and it will be easier to control what the traffic measurements can be.
Councillor Jenny Ling.
I think what I would say to the public is it's a framework. We've obviously got plans and projects within that, but each of those will come back before any final decision is made. So I would encourage the public, those who have already been engaged in the process, but also those who want to come to the table now, to have their say, their input at the times when we look at those projects. It's a long-term plan. It's necessary that it's flexible because priorities will change over the years. And it's also the fact that this will not be delivered solely by Aberdeen City Council. It very much will have to be a partnership, a collaboration between ourselves, other public sector organisations, the private sector and also the public coming forward to make sure that whatever plans are put in place are what they want and what's required for now and also for future generations.